last night in the Tarawih Salah, the 23rd para was recited, starting off from Surah Yasin. Surah Yasin, there are great virtues which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned. One hadith in which Rasulullah said that a person who recites Yasin one time, he will get the reward of reading the whole Quran Sharif 10 times. Whole Quran Sharif 10 times, he will get the reward of reading Surah Yasin once. Some one narration, it comes that if a person reads Surah Yasin in the early portion of the morning, kudiyat hawa'ijuhu, all his needs for that day will be fulfilled. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, ikrahu ala mawtakum, those who have passed away, recite Surah Yasin. Or it can mean that those people who are about to pass away, they are in the throes of death, read Surah Yasin before them also. So they are great virtues of Surah Yasin. And Surah Yasin is referred to as Qalbul Quran. It is the heart of the Quran Sharif. And the ulama say one reason can be the three main themes of the Quran Sharif: Tawheed, the oneness of Allah Ta'ala, Risalat, the messengership of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and Akhirat, the life of the year after. These are the main three themes in the Quran Sharif. All of them are mentioned in detail in this surah. Yeah? So this will give life to a person's heart, a spiritual heart of a person. When you believe in these three things are very strong, then a person's spiritual heart is life for this year. And without these three beliefs, then a person has got like, his iman is like death. There's no heart the person has got. So this is referred to as Qalbul Quran, the heart of the Quran Sharif. So anyhow, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this surah mentions in the beginning about the importance of the Quran Sharif, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the incident of certain messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or people who had gone to convey the message of deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They went to a certain town, people were not prepared to accept them, and how they continued giving da'wah. One person who accepted iman from them, he came running to his people and he told his people, ittabi'ul mursaleen, follow these people. They are not asking you for any money, for any worldly benefit, and they are rightly guided also. وَمَا لِيَ what's wrong with me? If I do not worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has created me, and towards him Allah ta'ala, we all have to return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He told him that I have to believe in Allah, he's created me, Allah has given me all of these bounties. Finally, I have to return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anyhow, he invited these people towards deen. They did not accept him, and they eventually made him a shaheed, and they killed him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he was mentions about when he was told to enter Jannah, the concern he had for his people. He said, oh Allah, if only my people knew how Allah ta'ala had forgiven me and made me among the honorable people. Even at that time, they say that after passing away also he had this concern for his people. Allah ta'ala said that these people who had caused him harm, for us to destroy them, we never had to send a whole army down. In kanat illa sayhata wahidatan, it was just one scream, and suddenly they were all extinguished, they were all dead, they were completely destroyed. This is unfortunate. Allah ta'ala says that so many nations in the past also had come, and when the Anbiya alayhi salam came to them, they mocked the Anbiya alayhi salam, they were not prepared to accept the teachings and the message of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. And remember, wa in kullu lamma jami'un ladayna muhdarun, every single one of the people all together, they will be standing and they are presented before us, standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions signs of Allah ta'ala's tawheed and oneness, the day and the night, the earth, how Allah, which is dead, and how Allah gives it life again. And if a person looks at the sun, how it is moving, the moon, how it is moving, what perfect system Allah ta'ala has created. And anything which has got system, which has got organization, a person knows definitely somebody has made it. If a car is moving so well, a person knows automatically the car couldn't have come into existence by itself. Anything which has got system. So Allah says, look at the sun, look at the moon. Whenever 1 second they go off, it's a clear sign of the Creator and the Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the transportation Allah ta'ala has created for us, the camels in those times, and in today's times, Mayer Kabun. وَخَلَقْنَا لَهُمْ مِمِثْلِهِ مَا يَرْكَبُونَ. Other things like that, they also, like the ships which Allah Ta'ala has created, and how it is heavy, but it's moving on the oceans. If a person ponders over these things, he will understand the Qudrat and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Qiyamah, وَنُفِخَ فِي السُّورِ, the trumpet will be blown, suddenly people will be standing up from the graves and running to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَا وَيْلَنَا مَنْ بَعَثَنَا مِنْ مَرْقَدِنَا, when they will see the horrors on the day of Qiyamah, and even though they were getting punished in the grave, they will say, who woke us up, who brought us up from our resting place. That means when they think the punishment on the day of Qiyamah, they will feel that whatever difficulty they were going through in the grave was like a resting place. There was no difficulty at all for them. And Allah says, it will be just one scream. Suddenly all the people will be standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There will be two groups of people. Inna ashab al-jannati al-yawma fi shughul infaqi, when the people of Jannah on that day will be enjoying themselves, involved in all other kinds of occupations, whatever enjoyment they want to do, even on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will have a special place for those people who are fasting in this world, in the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah will say, you fasted in this world, there will be drinks, there will be food for them, Allah will, the sirkhans will be laid out for them, and the people will be in the hot sun, and then boiling there, they will come under the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the shade, and they will be watching the whole hitab taking place, and they and their wives will be sitting in al-araiki, they will be sitting and relaxing and reclining, under the shade. There will be every kind of fruit for them, whatever they will ask for. And then it will be said, "Wamtazilum ayyul mujrimun, O Muslims, sinners, you separate yourselves from the believers." And those people will be eventually sent into the fire of Jahannam. Hadi Jahannam ulati kuntum tuwa'adun. This is the Jahannam which you people have been promised. Islawha al-yawma bima kuntum takfurun. Enter it today and roast therein today because of the kufr and the disbelief which you people had. And Allah Ta'ala says, on this day we will close up the mouth of the people. The hands of the people will be speaking. Their legs will be speaking and giving testimony against a person. Whatever actions a person has done in this worldly life. Thereafter Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala mentions a few other signs of Allah Ta'ala's Qudrat. The animals which Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has made, how Allah has made them subservient to us. A person rides them, a person eats from them. What and what benefits the milk which is in there. أَفَلَا يَشْكُرُونَ. Don't you make shukr and thank Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala for these great, great bounties which Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has given to you. Then the next surah is Surah Was-Safat. In the Surah Was-Safat, there is giving da'wah given towards the Tawheed and the oneness of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And here also Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala mentions many signs of Allah Ta'ala's Qudrat and power in the beginning. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala thereafter mentions also about the day of Qiyamah in great detail. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala mentions on one side the kuffar and disbelievers, the severe punishment they will go through, and the reason for this, they did not prepare to accept La ilaha illallah. On the other hand, the people of Jannat, what bounties Allah Ta'ala has mentioned about them. Lahum rizqum ma'lum, they will have sustenance. It will be known exactly where the food is, what time they're going to have, so there won't be any worry about it. And all the foods will only be for waqi, just for enjoyment. And not like in this world where a person sometimes is disgraced, he has to go and fetch food. Allah will give honor and respect, he'll be served. And he'll be in such gardens of enjoyment only. They will be reclining on chairs, facing one another. Young boys will be coming around them, serving them with the wine of Jannah, which is so enjoyable, very, very tasty. There won't be headaches in there. A person will not become intoxicated because of this here. And you won't urinate after that like in this world. You won't vomit after that there. But a beautiful kind of sharab and wine. And these are for those people who did not drink wine in this world. It comes in the hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. A person who drank wine in this world, he never got a tawfiq of making tawbah. He'll be deprived, and even in going to Jannah, but he'll be deprived of it. Other gunas a person had done, he wore silk in this world, he will be deprived in the year after. He won't look for the enjoyment in the year after of those who are wearing it. That is why any sin a person does, a person listens to music in this world, he'll be deprived of the music in the year after. He won't have the desire in the year after for it also, but he'll be deprived of that bounty which Allah Ta'ala will give to the people of Jannah who sacrifice in this world and they abstain from those haram things. And then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says the wonderful, beautiful woman of Jannah, qasiratu turf, those such women, they will be lowering their gazes, such chastity they will have, they will never look at anybody else besides their husband. Or some ulama say qasiratu turf, they will be so beautiful that man's gazes will just fall down, he won't be able to look at anybody else after seeing the beauty of those women. And Allah Ta'ala says how beautiful they will be, and people will be sitting and talking in Jannah, having discussions. And one person will say amongst them that, you know, I had one friend in this world and he used to laugh and mock at me and say that you believe in akhirat, in the year after, when we become sand and when we become dope bones, we think we'll be resurrected again. So then they said, let's check up where he is now. فَتَّلَا عَفَارْ فَرَآهُ فِي سَوَائِ الْجَحِيمِ. They will see him in the depths of Jahannam. And then this person will say that, I take a qasam by Allah that you tried to deceive me also, you tried to take me away and destroy me also. If it wasn't for the ni'mat and the favor of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, I would also have been among those people who have been present in the fire of Jahannam. That is why a person must be very careful about his friends. The beliefs of a person, it automatically pulls a person towards other beliefs. Nabi said, رَجُلُ عَلَىٰ دِينِ خَلِيلِهِ. A man is on the deen of his friend. Every one of you must look and see exactly who he befriends, because according to his friend, that is the deen a person will remain upon. Then a person will say, Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ هَذَا لَهُ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. This is the great success, the success of akhirat. لِمِثْلِ هَذَا فَلْيَعْمَلِ الْعَامِلُونَ. For something like this, people should prepare, people should make an effort towards, and not for the small, small things of this world. Is this better or is the fire of Jahannam better? And then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has mentioned how the fire of Jahannam is. The tree of Zakkum, which is a tree which is growing in the roots of Jahannam, and how ugly looking it is, and people will be eating from there, filling up their stomachs, and then they will be suffering, and they will be asking for water, but Allah will give them boiling hot water, and then a person will drink that, and the intestines will be cut into pieces. Allah Ta'ala protect and save us from the fire of Jahannam, and make us understand that our object of life is Jannah, is the life of the Akhirat, the pleasure of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Thereafter Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala mentions incidents of people who believed in the Tawheed and the oneness of Allah Ta'ala, and how Allah Ta'ala made them successful in this world. Example, Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam went to his people, Allah made him successful. His people were destroyed. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam went to his people. They tried all kinds of plans and tricks against him, and they wanted to put him in a fire. But Allah Ta'ala said, فَجَعَلْنَاهُمُ الْأَسْفَلِينَ. You made them the ones who are of the lowest. They were the ones who were unsuccessful. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had to go. He had some test and examination in his life. And one very great examination was when he sees in a dream, he has to slaughter his son, Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. And he asked his son, says, Abati fa'al ma tu'umar, do whatever you have been commanded. I will make sabr, I will accept the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will be among those who will have the quality of patience. When they accepted the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah ta'ala said, Ya Ibrahim, qad saddaqta ru'ya, the dream which you had, that you had put your son down, you were prepared to cut him, you have shown it to be true. You fulfill the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you pass your examination. In place of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put a ram there. Until Qiyamah, Allah ta'ala rewarded Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah gave Ibrahim alayhi salam honor, people remember him. Allah said, وَتَرَكْنَا عَلَيْهِ فِي الْآخِرِينَ سَلَامٌ عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ. Till the latter generations we have kept, people will speak good about Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. They will make dua for Ibrahim alayhi salam because he obeyed the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he stuck to it. How Allah ta'ala honored him in this world also. The examination, as our Hazrat mentioned, that Allah ta'ala doesn't take, he puts a person through examination, but just when that final point comes, then Allah ta'ala makes it easy for a person. Ibrahim alayhi salam was thrown in the fire, and at the last moment, Allah ta'ala changed the fire into a garden. If Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, from before Allah made it a garden, then Namrud would have been the first person to have jumped in the fire. He would have said it's a garden, there's no examination. But Allah ta'ala tests a person, and then how Allah ta'ala makes it easy for a person thereafter. So this is the incident of Ibrahim alayhi salam mentioned. And so whoever sacrifices anything for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will either give him that death in a far better way, or Allah ta'ala makes it easy for a person. Allah opens up avenues for a person. Adam bi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and Harun alayhi salam, Ilyas alayhi salatu wasalam, Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, he had made an error. And Allah ta'ala said, فَلَوْلَا أَنَّهُ كَانَ مِنَ الْمُسْتَبِّحِينَ. If he wasn't among those people always making tasbih, always turning his attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he would have remained in the stomach of the fish till the day of Qiyamah. But here he had turned his attention to Allah ta'ala, he said, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. Oh Allah, there is none worthy of worship besides you. Subhanak Allah, you are pure. I am amongst the wrongdoers. I am amongst those who have caused oppression. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took him out of the fish. And Allah ta'ala said, وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Like how we saved Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, this is not only for him. In a similar manner, we will save the believers. You're going through some difficulties, some problems, you turn your attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and see how Allah's help and assistance will come to a person. Outwardly also and inwardly also, a person, Allah gives him that sukoon, the peace of mind, that contentment of heart. Even if he's going through difficulties, Allah makes it easy for a person. So the main thing is to turn our attention towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ends up this whole surah again, mentioning about his tawheed and the wonders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and certain wrong beliefs which the mushrikeen had in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The next surah is Surah Sa'd, and here also the ulama say that the theme of this surah is that inabat ilallah, turning our attention always towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There were certain people who, the past nations, they were not prepared to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the beginning, Allah mentions how Allah ta'ala destroyed them, the past nations, Nuh alayhi salam's people, Qawm Aad, Fir'aun, no matter how powerful he was, they were all destroyed. On the other hand, look at the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam, what ni'mat and bounties Allah gave to him. كل له أواب. But always he was turning his attention towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah has given a person wealth, always he still must turn his attention towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions one incident which happened in his time, and somebody came to ask him, and Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam made some mistake, some error of judgment or in passing a decision. Immediately he realized he made a mistake, he turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa anab. He made inabas, he turned his attention towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah said, we forgave him, and he's got very great status for us. And Allah said, Ya Dawud, inna ja'alnaka khalifatan fil ard. We have made you our khalifa on the earth, our vicegerent on the surface of the earth. So you judge amongst people with the truth, and never ever follow your desires. Because a person who follows his desires, it will turn a person away from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those who go away from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for them is a severe punishment, because they have forgotten the day of reckoning, the day of Qiyamah. So anyhow, Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah mentions about him. Khilafat was given to him of the whole earth because of his inabat and turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah mentions about him also that one day the horses were brought before Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, and he was so engaged. Mistakenly it happened, he was so engaged in checking up the horses of jihad, his asr salat became delayed and the time went out. There is no sin for this day. If somebody, example, somebody overslept one day, nobody woke him up, or he put his alarm clock on and he overslept, and then he woke up and he was very worried about it, and he performed his salah again. He has to make qaza of it, but there won't be any sin upon a person, even though we should make tawbah and istighfar. And look at Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. So anyhow, he turned his attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to sacrifice that what mistake he had made. It wasn't a guna, a sin, but he sacrificed all of those horses. He slaughtered them for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And ulama say thereafter Allah ta'ala gave him in place of the day the wind, that now he could go anywhere. He gave his horses up for the pleasure of Allah ta'ala. He sacrificed them. So Allah ta'ala gave him an aeroplane. Sulaiman al-Islam was now able to go wherever he wanted to, with great, great ease. So he sacrificed one thing for Allah. Allah ta'ala gave him something even better than what he had sacrificed for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Ayyub alayhi salatu wa salam, Allah ta'ala say, remember him. He also turned his attention to Allah ta'ala. He was going through sicknesses. A person is in sickness and difficulty, but at that time also his attention must be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whether you're a wealthy person, whether you're a poor person, whether you're going through sickness, whether you've got good health, all of these Anbiya alayhi salam, they were examples for us. But all your attention must always be towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, look at Ibrahim alayhi salam, Ishaq alayhi salam, Yaqub alayhi salatu wa salam. Inna akhlasnahum bi khalisatin dhikra dar. We had made them purely to do one thing, to remember the year after. These are the special servants of Allah ta'ala. The object of life is only the akhirat, only the year after. May Allah make us amongst those people that no attachment towards this dunya, no attachment towards this world. Whole object of life is must be only towards akhirat, towards the life of the year after. Allah says they are amongst our chosen and true servants. And then at the end of this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the importance of inabat ilallah, turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That if a person doesn't turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he becomes like shaitan. And what happened when Allah ta'ala created Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, then Allah ta'ala commanded the angels, all of you people, when I have made him perfect and I have blown my soul into him, then فَقَعُوا لَهُ سَاجِدِينَ, fall down into sajda for Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. All of the angels, every single one of them at one time, they made sajda to Adam alayhi salam, illa Iblis, except Iblis. He had pride within himself. وَكَانَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ, he became amongst the disbelievers. Did not accept the one command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala asked him, O Iblis, what's preventing you from making sajda? I created this especially, what Allah says, with my hands, and especially Adam alayhi salam was created. And why are you not making sajda to him? Do you have pride? Or do you think you are amongst the great and the lofty people? So he said, أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِّنْ, I am better than him. So this is the evil quality. This is what is called pride. I am better than somebody else. Allah, you created me from fire and you created him from sand. He uses logic against the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whereas immediately he's supposed to have said, سَمِعْنَا وَطَعْنَا, we hear and we obey. Allah said, فَخْرُجْ, go out. You are a curse. And upon you is my lanat and curse until the day of Qiyamah. So he said, Allah, give me a chance till the day of Qiyamah. And he said, I take a qasam by you, Allah, I'm going to misguide all of these people, except those who are chosen, your chosen servants. You must make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you must be amongst the chosen servants of Allah ta'ala, who shaitan cannot misguide and take a person away from the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala sent Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam to come and warn the people thereafter of the tricks of shaitan and how will a person get his place of Jannah. Allah ta'ala says, tell them, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I'm not asking you for money and I'm asking you for any recompense. I'm just giving you and conveying the message to you with sincerity. The last surah is surah Zumur. It was recited last night. Here the ulama say that the theme of this surah is ikhlas fil ibadah. The person must have sincerity in acts of his worship only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fa'abudillaha mukhlisan lahu ad-deen. Allah has sent the kitab to us, great kitab from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the most powerful and Allah is the one full of wisdom. Whatever commands Allah has given you, it's only for our benefit. So Allah Ta'ala said, we have sent the kitab to you. So now worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with sincerity only, turning your full attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah lillahi deenul khalis. This will only be accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sincere deen, not taking any partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That a person says also, Allah is there also, but there is somebody else. There are two types of shirk. One is shirk akbar. You take somebody else as a partner to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You worship somebody. And the other kind is shirk asghar, riyah. You do an action, not only for Allah's pleasure, but also for somebody else included in there, with him in mind also. So you are doing an act of worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but you are making the intention of somebody else. This is also a form of shirk. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions these signs of his qudrat, how Allah created the heavens and the earth. And over in the Quran, Allah says how he created the heavens and the earth. There wasn't a big bang, and suddenly in 1 second everything came into existence with so much of perfection. But Allah is the one who created the sun and the moon, and all of them are moving toward the most perfect system. And Allah says, خَلَقَكُم مِّن نَفْسِ وَاحِدَ, Allah created you people from Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, which Allah ta'ala created. And how Allah creates people now in the womb of their mothers, stomachs of their mothers, in different layers, creation after creation, different stages they go through, fi zulumati and salat, in three forms, in three darknesses. Normally in life, a person when he makes something, he needs a lot of light, a lot of space. But Allah Ta'ala, his qudrat and power is such in darkness, and where there is no space at all, there is no place at all, without any physical tools. And Allah Ta'ala creates the human being, the most perfect machine of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, La ilaha illahu. He is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thalikum Allahu Rabbukum. This is Allah who is your creator and sustainer. Where are you turning away besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? In takfuru, if you make kufr, Allah is completely independent of you people. But if you make shukr, then Allah will become happy with a person. It will be beneficial for a person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that amongst sincerity is Allah ta'ala opens up a person's heart for Islam. Then a person is he's got nur in his life. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes in the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, asks Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is that person who Allah has opened up his heart for Islam? So, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions something to the effect, when Allah opens up a person's heart for Islam, then the reality of Iman enters into there. So the Sahaba radiallahu anhu asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are there any signs to show that the reality of Iman, the nur of Iman has entered his heart? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes, there are three signs. The first sign is, a person at-tajafi an dar al-ghurur. A person turns his attention away from this house of deception, this world of deception. His heart is turned away from it. And the second thing is, al-inabatu ila dar al-khulud. A person turns his attention now towards the everlasting life of the hereafter, which will remain forever and forever. And number three, wal-isti'adad lil-maut qabla nuzulihi. A person is preparing for death before death comes to a person. So when a person has got these three signs, he will know now that Islam has entered into his heart. You know, if a person sees these signs, and how will a person get it? Allah says, destruction and woe to the people whose hearts have become hard from the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and especially Allah ta'ala mentions about the Quran Sharif, reciting the Quran Sharif. A person does these things, inshallah, then the reality of Islam will open up, the nur of Iman will enter into a person's heart, slowly, slowly will come into a person, but a person must remain steadfast on it, continuously making the dhikr of Allah ta'ala, making tilawat of Quran Sharif, and inshallah, then a person's heart will be inclined towards the akhirat, towards the life of the year after. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant myself and all of us, perfect to make amal.